Good morning. My name is Anthony Jones, or as he pointed out, Coach, depending on who you ask. I would start by saying I didn't expect to be here today, or probably ever, but God works in amazing ways that I can't even imagine. To go back in time, I grew up with a normal childhood. I went to church on Sundays with the family, was part of a youth group, developed an idea of who and what Christianity was. But it was never something I ever prioritized. I never read my Bible, prayed regularly. As I got older, since I was more interested in my social life, professional life, and a sinful nature, that didn't bring me joy I was looking for. Looking back to just 1 year ago today, from an outside point of view, my life was amazing. But it was not. As it was not done through the Lord. In John 16:24, we read, "Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive. That joy may be full." Here I was. I was just named Athletic Director of the Year. I had received my 7th straight Region Coach of the Year award. And my social media was full of myself enjoying all these friends, trips, fun nights out. What we didn't see was the inside. And on the inside, there was a man who was struggling to find any type of joy, any type of meaning to life. As I kept reaching what I thought were these pinnacles in life, I felt nothing. Reaching the top of what I thought was another great achievement, and nothing happened. So we had to find other avenues that were sinful in nature to find any type of feeling. In retrospect, I can't have joy without the Lord. I was doing these achievements and living in a sinful life, and of course I wasn't doing well. I never once asked or reached out to the Lord. Everything could have been different, but as a slightly stubborn person, as my players can attest to, I was trying to fix myself with any method I could besides religion, as religion was quite frowned upon in my circle of friends, and those were the people who I thought had my best interests. As someone who has been to the bottom now, I know differently. And you can't keep living that life for all those years, working those long hours, and drinking each night until you pass out, all while finding any type of party or social event to try to fill a void that can't be filled with worldly things. When you are doing this and repeating that cycle for days, weeks, months, years, you reach a breaking point and can no longer keep your head above water. In reflection, I came to Psalms 18:30. "This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him." Not seeking the Lord and his words was detrimental to myself. I knew what the answer was. Deep down, I would look to others whose lives were fulfilled and know how to get it. But I never took the refuge he was providing. Even as he was walking beside me day in and day out, I just continued to feel nothing. And I wasn't asking for anyone's help, although there are many people who would have helped and led me to that right answer. I ended up at the bottom of a pit and couldn't pull myself out. The demons had led me to a point where I didn't want to live anymore. This brings us to September 12th. I have now reached a point where I could not go on anymore. The life I was living was one I did not want to keep going with. The lies, sinful nature, and pain of feeling worthless and alone were too much. And honestly, I felt like an embarrassment to everyone around me. So I sat down, I wrote a letter to my friends, family, and community, some of which are here today. Loaded my handgun, sat at my table, closed my eyes, and I pulled that trigger. And something happened that has never happened in thousands of times I have fired that gun. A statistical improbability, it doesn't go off. And I sit there, puzzled, shocked, confused, but then I weep for hours as I realize what a terrible thing I had just tried to do. Once the shock tears start to wear off, I thank God. Although we haven't spoken in years, I know he spared me. He has plans for me. I know this now, and I am thankful. Very thankful. He believed in me and wants me to continue on this earth. I stated in Isaiah 41:13, "For I am the Lord, your God, who has taken hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." I know his hand was on me that night. His hand was on that trigger. It was always on me, but I felt it in ways I could never describe to you. Now that we've been given a second chance at life, now we fight. We have demons, and we are stuck in this hole, so we start to claw and dig our way back up. We go to therapy. We go to AA meetings. We begin opening the Bible and reading. We start praying every morning. And I'm using the term we here, as is now the Lord and myself. And we even begin meeting with Pastor Yates weekly. He was the first person to hand me tools. I need to get out of the hole. Although throughout all of that, something was still missing. As I was going through this journey and doing all these things, wasn't quite fulfilling the hole I had. But it was a start. Then that hole was started to be filled on Tuesday, November 7th. The last bit of help I needed. I got an invitation to church, this amazing church, from Janet Yates. And you realize in that moment, that's what you were missing. A place to worship the Lord, hear the good praises of the Lord, and be around people who follow the life that you don't have many of in your life. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, establish you." Now here we are, 5 months later, in all the good ways we are restored, strengthened, coming to church every Sunday, meeting with all you amazing people, hearing the good word and singing his praises. Most importantly, I feel like I belong, which is something I didn't have before. I even have the Unruh family who has adopted me, as they let me be a part of their family each week so I don't have to sit alone. It makes me feel special to be a part of families here and see all the caring souls. I know I can come here every Sunday and be a part of this family. Sit with my adopted family, and it's amazing how many people are rooting for you and striving to see you be the best person they know you can be. Most importantly, I feel I can never thank God or give God enough for what he has granted me. But that's not how this works, because Jesus already died for all my sins. Gave up everything for me, which includes this moment today. Give me a second chance, even when I think I didn't deserve it. And all I need to do is give my life to him, a life he has blessed me with twice now. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of our unrighteousness." Today I want to be baptized because I was given a second chance of life by the grace of God. Thank you.